Chapter 5 Krishna Leaves Vrindavan. The gopis found out the real reason why Akrura had come to Vrindavan. He was going to take their Krishna away to Mathura. They were very, very afraid. Their sad hearts beat very fast. Tears fell from their eyes and rivers down their cheeks, and they cried very loudly. They talked all about Krishna's sweet smile and remembered his joking words and talks with them. Oh, how they loved him. If Krishna likes Mathura, he may even want to stay there and never come back to Vrindavan. Then we will never see our wonderful Krishna again. It was not fair. How could Akrura take Krishna away from them? They loved Krishna more than anything in the world. What will we do if Krishna goes away from Vrindavan? We will not be able to live for even a moment. The gopis decided to stop him. They went and stood in the middle of the road at night so they could stop Krishna's chariot in the morning. During the night, they talked only about Krishna. We saw Krishna come home every day with his brother Balaram, his friends, and all his cows. His face would be smeared with dust and a big smile. We loved to listen to him playing his flute. One beautiful night, he called us with his flute for the wonderful rasa dance. He has already taken away our hearts in so many ways throughout days and nights. If he goes away, what will we do? They cried very loudly, calling out Krishna's different pet names. Oh dear Damodar, oh dear Madhava. The gopis cried all night. As soon as the sun came up the next morning, Akrura finished his bath and got ready to drive the chariot to Mathura with Krishna and Balaram. Nanda Maharaj and the cowherd men got up on their bullock carts. They loaded the carts with big clay pots full of yogurt, milk, ghee, and milk sweets. They followed behind Krishna and Balaram's chariot. When the gopis saw them coming, they stood up in the middle of the road all around Krishna's chariot. Their eyes were sad and wet with tears. They begged him, "Please, please, Krishna, don't leave Vrindavan." Krishna loved them very much and was very sorry to see how sad the gopis were. "Please do not worry," he said, "and please don't cry. I have some important work to do in Mathura. It won't take very long. Then I'm coming right back to all of you here in Vrindavan." Slowly, the chariot began to move, and the gopis watched it as far as they could see. When they couldn't see the chariot anymore, they watched the flag on top of it until it too also disappeared. Finally, they could only see the cloud of dust following the chariot far, far away. All the gopis stood in one place until they couldn't even see the dust anymore. They stood so still and so quiet for such a long time. They looked and looked, but Krishna was gone. They were sure that Krishna was never coming back. With sad hearts, they went back home. They were so disturbed that Krishna was gone that they began to think only of all the nice things Krishna had done in Vrindavan. All day and night they remembered him, and actually, when they did remember, they felt a little better. Akrura and Lord Krishna and Balaram drove to the Jamuna River very quickly. Krishna and Balaram went for a swim and a drink of clear water. They got up on the chariot again and rested underneath the shade of some very big trees. Akrura took his bath in the Jamuna while they rested. While he stood in the river, Akrura suddenly saw both Balaram and Krishna in the water too. He was surprised. How can they be in the water when I left them sitting on the chariot? Amazed, he ran out of the water to look again, and there they were sitting on the chariot, the same way he had left them before. When he saw them on the chariot, he began to wonder, did I really see them in the water? He went back again to the river. This time, he saw Balaram and Krishna, and also many demigods, Siddhas, Charanas, and Gandharvas, all offering prayers to them. They were all standing with folded hands by Lord Krishna, who was lying down on the lap of Lord Seshanag, who had thousands of hoods. Seshanag was covered with blue clothes, and his necks were all white, just like Balaram's. Krishna had four hands, and his eyes were like the beautiful reddish petals of the lotus flower. With folded hands and humble voice, Akrura prayed, "My dear Lord Krishna, let me pay my respectful obeisances to you, because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. You are in the heart of everyone, and no one can imagine how wonderful you are. Please watch over me and protect me." Akrura looked again, and then suddenly, the Lord was gone. Akrura got out of the water and went to the chariot where Balaram and Krishna were sitting in the shade. He looked at them for a long time, surprised and amazed. Krishna asked him, "Have you seen something wonderful, uncle?" Akrura answered, "My dear Lord, all the wonderful things in this world are given by you. So when I have seen you, I have seen all the wonderful things there are." Then Akrura got up on the chariot.